He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this? And we're live. Welcome, everybody, here to the Lakers Lounge Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, Senior Lakers Insider for Clutch Points. And today on the show, we got to talk about that game. That was an incredible, I'm not kidding, it was an experience. As you know, as you guys can see, I'm not in the usual office. That was incredible. What I just experienced, what fans there in that building experienced. We just got to talk about it. I'm honestly flabbergasted thinking about what we just experienced. So we'll go ahead and do that. We'll talk about the game that Luka just had. We'll talk about the experience on the Lakers end of this. We'll also discuss the ramifications of this game, which are that the Lakers are now a playoff team. They are officially not play-in bound, which was one of their goals this year, and they accomplished it. So there's a ton to talk about here and not very much voice to work with. You guys can kind of hear it. I just don't do very well with travel, but we'll go ahead and I'll talk here as long as I possibly can. And try to relive how insane all of that was. And let's go ahead and dive on in. No. Do that. I'm going to apologize in advance. Wi-Fi here in this hotel is hotel Wi-Fi. And I am not at my normal setup. And there are going to be hiccups over the course of the show. But all right, let's go ahead and dive in, though, starting with the, first and foremost. Oh, my God, my computer isn't even charging. I can't believe I'm about to do this. All right, I'm going to do the thing where I play everybody's favorite clip. Just imagine that we're all laughing at the Mavericks and say, well, no, we can laugh at the Mavericks and the Clippers this time.
Welcome, everybody, to the Locked On Lakers podcast.
Paul George really hit the side of the backboard.
It was wide open. I can't even make sense.
Lou Williams, he said they just came together this year, as if that was an excuse, like the other team in the conference finals didn't do that.
Well, what happened was, it doesn't even matter.
You know, we didn't have time to get it together, you know? Like, we just...
Did he say that with, like, lemon pepper wings in his mouth? Is that what happened there?
He's licking it off his
fingers. Like, oh, man, there's snaps in this that cost us some time.
I just can't quite figure
out. Picking it out of his teeth.
Why we don't have any chemistry.
It's like, Lou, in your mic'd up segment, you said 1, 2, 3, Magic City, leaving the last huddle.
All right, we're going to keep this thing going. let's take a quick second. And to be clear.
They didn't right. even make the Western Conference.
We're back so long as I can get this, so long as I can record here, and I my computer isn't even charging. We'll see how long this thing lasts again. Older hotel, so this is my bad for booking the Magnolia. but so let's go ahead and dive on in. I want to start with the experience, and it was insane. I had a feeling I wasn't going to be able to get questions into players on how unique a situation all of this was. So what I did instead was I went around and I asked a whole bunch of people who I knew have been covering the NBA for a long time. I'm not going to say anybody on the record because, talk to Mark Stein, talk to a whole bunch of people who are there in the building who have been doing this for a really long time. None of them have ever experienced the scene that we just witnessed there at American Airlines, at the American Airlines Center. It was truly incredible to watch Dallas Mavericks fans sit there and openly root for the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, I don't know that they were rooting specifically for the Lakers, and obviously I think they would have preferred that the Mavericks, win while Luka played really well. But every time Luka did anything, it was an incredibly loud arena reacting to everything that he did, just completely showering down nothing but praise and positive vibes and love and all that. It started obviously with the tribute video where you could see Luka crying. The fact that he needed to cover his face with the towel there just to duck out of the moment for a second. For one thing, I completely understood it. And then for the second thing, I think the arena saw that and was just like, that I think that brought them closer to him in that moment. And it was just, I've never experienced anything like a fan base rooting for the other team, rooting for the best player on the other team. I've never seen it. And I walked around, for as long as I could, and I asked people after the game, have you ever experienced anything like this? Have you ever seen that? Have you ever anything come close to that? And unanimously, everybody was like, no, this is uncharted territory. But so is the Luka Doncic trade. It's so out of the ordinary that there's no real way to sit here and process what the Lakers were able to accomplish in terms of personnel this season. It's insane.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I keep on saying insane. I know that I am paid to speak and I'm an English major, so I should have more words to be able to go to, but that's all I can come back to is at one point a referee called a stupid trap, and it felt like the referee was kind of like having a little bit of fun with the Lakers in that moment. So he calls the travel, and Luka kind of looks at him, kind of taken aback, hands him the ball, walks back on defense. And while all that is going on, fans are booing. The fans were booing a turnover on the other team's best player. It's just unbelievable. An absolutely unique situation and experience that we all went through. I was sitting up there on press row or in the press box, looking down at the Jumbotron, and I had people on both sides, and every time Luka touched the ball, we all kind of, or let alone scored, every time that happened, we all kind of looked at each other and like, believe what we're experiencing now? Can you, you know, and it was incredible. I like legitimately a brain leap experience. I just had no idea how to process anything that was going on there. And I think, I think the Lakers deserve a ton of credit. And I know that they won this game a little uglier than people may have preferred. And I know that the game, you know, didn't have the final spread that maybe, well, I think they covered. So you have that, but I do think that the Lakers actually deserve a ton of credit here for handling all of those emotions and steering Luka through those emotions. Luka deserves all the credit in the world for starting the game with tears in his eyes. Still, you know, as JJ Redick said, he starts this game and he's still wiping the tears away from his eyes and drops 31 points in the first half, is just absolutely going scorched earth. Now he finished the game with 45, ho hum. And when it was kind of clear that the adrenaline came down and that he kind of needed a lift, LeBron was like, "I'm pretty good also." And he handled it. And this was on a night where I thought Austin wasn't his best. He had that put back down, hit a three, but it wouldn't measure up to the best games that he has played. And, you know, I thought tonight was very clearly a night where you just survive in advance. And in this one, they did just that. So, all the credit in the world to the Lakers for handling their business in that situation. All credit in the world, honestly, to the Mavericks fan base who was there in the building. It was, I'm never going to forget that experience. And like there were moments, I'm not obviously a Dallas Mavericks fan. I haven't been moved to tears by sports and, well, Dodgers won a World Series. I shed a tear there. But there were times where I'm sitting there in the press box, I'm like, whoa, this is insane. And, you know, that I thought the Dallas Mavericks put together a great tribute video for Luka, which I think just serves to piss off Mavericks fans all more. Because they're like, here are all these great memories. Here's everything that we accomplished together. By the way, you're going to watch this guy in his prime play for a different team. And it was just, you know, Luka is experiencing it the way that he was. I think Austin said after the game that he felt a little choked. So he kind of like look away from Luka. To be able to, you know, refocus himself on the game. And yeah, the win could have been a little bit prettier, but at the end of it, this was a team that experienced something that I think will really bring them together. Will it definitively mean that they're going to win a championship or whatever? No, but this is the kind of experience that you just never see. And I know, Ray, I see that you're saying that the Wi-Fi is lagging. I wish there was more that I could do to get you guys better Wi-Fi. But unfortunately, this is all that we can work for. There wasn't even I would have paid for Wi-Fi if it meant that I got better Wi-Fi. But that's not an option. All I'm working on is free Wi-Fi. My social security number might be downloaded by China by now. While I've been streaming to you guys, so apologies that it's that the Wi-Fi is where it's at. But yeah, long story short, and we'll get into the specifics of the game here in a second. But long story short, that is an experience I will never, ever, ever forget. Just a truly unique experience that, you know, quite frankly, I truly think it's the kind of thing that the Lakers can kind of use as a turbo pad. You know, you know those turbo parts of the track that you roll over on Mario Kart. I feel like that's exactly what this game could possibly be. Is they were already clicking. it's been a pretty cool group to watch to this point. And then they experience this game and it just feels like they're just about to just go, you know, and you got that vibe. You got that real release in the locker room from the, and honestly, it's kind of weird to look at it this way, but one could argue the OKC game was a look ahead game because everybody knew that this game was going to be something. What it was going to be, I don't think anybody had any idea what they were actually going to walk into in this arena. But then by the time you actually walk into it and you're in that moment, or as you're preparing for that moment, I think it's altogether possible that the Lakers were like, we don't know what that's even going to be like. Chances are a couple of those guys, at least one that I can think of, thought that he wasn't going to be playing in that game. And then they played, and it went the way that it did. So you're coming off of those shitty vibes to these vibes. And that was tremendous. It was tremendous to watch. It was a special moment all the way around. Unless you're Nico Harrison or Patrick Dumont, who didn't even attend the game. I'm not even sure I saw Mark Cuban there. I didn't ask around to ask if Cuban was there. But I would think that ESPN would have made a pretty big deal out of Mark Cuban and Luka coming together. So I don't think I saw that. DeMar definitely wasn't there. And then Nico Harrison spent the entire game hiding in a tunnel. Rob Pelinka was front and center. Interestingly enough, didn't see Rob Pelinka and Nico Harrison interact. I think that was pretty telling of the way that the different courses that the two teams have gone on since the trade went down. All right. Let's talk about the team building moment elements of this. And LeBron talked about this after the game. JJ Redick, I thought, spoke very eloquently about this after the game. Both of those guys, I thought, really nailed the nail on the head, or hammered the nail on the head, whatever. But they nailed it. I'm exhausted. I'm telling you, it was truly incredible. My God, my computer is about to die. This is so annoying. All right. I am going to probably end this episode here. And I am going to come back. And when I have better, I'm going to do a bonus episode tomorrow. So I have a guest scheduled for the evening. When I get back home, I'm going to pop onto the computer and record an episode when I get home, because this wall unit apparently can't charge my phone, my computer. The Wi-Fi is bad. But hey, suffice it to say, here, let's really quickly. All right, ready? We're gonna really quickly go through the important talk points here. Lakers made the playoffs. The Lakers beat the Mavericks in Dallas. Luka Doncic was special despite all of the emotions involved in it. You had the Lakers LeBron finished with 27, 7-5. Austin finished with 45, or Luka finished with 45, 8, and Austin finished with 11 points, was a plus 8 in the game. The stars of this one were pretty incredible. Rui was a plus 21, Ron was a plus 18, Luka was a plus 26, and Austin was a plus 19. Dorian Finney-Smith finished with a plus 29 in the game, and that is how the Lakers went out and won the game that cements them as a playoff team this year without having to go through the play-ins. Nice. You get yourself a little bit of extra rest. I'm going to run and get up out of here. I apologize for the super comment that I did here. I'm telling you guys, I tried everything. My computer is plugged in. The Wi-Fi is what it is. I can't get to it. I have one star comment here from Benjamin G. If Gabe is included in a trade this summer, would Gary Trent Jr. be a reasonable replacement for 3D off the bench? No, because he's not really a good defender, and he's actually shooting worse this season, I think. And especially the second half of the season than Gabe. I'm going to go up. I had another super comment earlier. I'm just going to keep talking until my computer shuts off. Justin Tindall writes, are we having a parade for no play-in? I'm down. You know what? Let's celebrate the big moments. Yeah, that was a great win. My computer is for sure shutting down. All right. I'm going to run now. Have a great rest of your day. Make somebody else's, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.